Have you noticed the incredible interest of buying things from haunted areas, going for incredible amounts of money, either on eBay or private sales?
Right, yes. I do have a chapter in my book about buying haunted items on eBay. And, you know, this whole thing was spurred by, it was a few years back, you probably remember the story of a woman who was selling, I think it was her father's or uncle's cane, walking cane, because her son was bothered by it. He kept saying it was haunted by, I think it was his grandfather. And so she put it up on eBay to sell it, and I think it was something like $120,000 or something. It was bought by a casino. And since that time, the floodgates on eBay have opened, you know, opened wide. And I have a whole chapter about that item, including the woman who was selling two poltergeists in a shopping bag. And she was selling them on auction. And she said that, these are her words, she said that she would make sure they were carefully wrapped in paper and put in a shopping bag. And when they're shipped, you know, they'd be wrapped so that they would not have a bumpy landing, as she said, when they arrived in the doorstep, I guess, of their new owner. And I spoke to her and asked her, you know, what was the bid on that? And she said, well, the opening bid was a penny. And I said, okay. And the closing bid, a penny. So she didn't make much progress on that sale. And in fact, she didn't sell them to the new owner because she said that she called that person and was not at all convinced that that person truly knew how to care for poltergeists. And so she thought she would just hold on to them.
The exorcism of the little boy that the movie was based on, of course, using, of course, Linda Blair as the girl. They changed it.
Right.
But the exorcism took place in St. Louis, where I am now, at the Election Brother Hospital. And I was told after the exorcism, they boarded up the room, they took out the furniture, and in some cases either sold it or gave it away, and that those people who had picked it up had very strange and bizarre occurrences as well.
Well, you know, there is something to this. I mean, I'm making sort of light of the woman selling the two poltergeists in the shopping bag. But at the same time, there is a lot to be said for the idea of objects, especially personal objects. And in this case, you know, something related to this boy and his exorcism. You know, personal jewelry, especially things that have a significance, like wedding bands, that kind of thing. You know, often you hear that something happens to people that pick up those items, that there might be, you know, the spirit of the original owner or whatever still attached to something that had such a strong sentimental or emotional value. You'll often hear people talk about buying antique furniture, you know, going into a store and buying some beautiful old bureau or something, and as soon as they bring it in the house, all kinds of things happen, you know, and they get rid of it, and next thing you know, things are back to normal. So I don't know. I mean, I think there's a possibility if spirits can sort of attach themselves to the physical plane in terms of being in their location, you know, maybe they can truly sort of attach themselves to physical items. I mean, I don't know, but I think there's a possibility that those kinds of things can maintain that energy, you know, hold that energy of that person and, you know, maybe have some effects like that.
John, why the craze right now with ghosts and ghost hunting? And I mean, a lot of people who do not have the experience, they want to be ghost hunters. And then the television shows and everything else. It's huge right now. Why?
It is, George. And I think, you know, this is my personal belief. I'm not a psychologist or a sociologist. But I think that when times are bad, or when things are sort of in a negative
tense
state.
Or tense.
Yeah, exactly. When that's probably even better. When people are under sort of you know, emotional or psychological strain by maybe the world situation, and I think, you know, if you look at the popularity, as you mentioned, of all these TV shows and everything else, you're talking probably the last maybe 5 to 6 years, which has been kind of a tense time for us in America in a lot of ways. And I think that when people feel that there's that kind of stress imposed upon them, that they turn to something else, you know, for support, for comfort, maybe even just for simple diversion. A lot of people turn to religion, you know. I don't know, maybe you go gambling a lot. You just had that for Las Vegas. Maybe people spend their money and do that kind of thing. But I also think that the idea of the paranormal is something else. It offers people, in a sense, some hope that, you know, maybe there is something better. Maybe there is another life afterwards. It has its religion, and it has its parallel, I think, in religion when people hope to go on to some greater reward. And so no matter what happens here, you take comfort in the fact that, well, you know, I'll get my reward later on. So I think the ghost phenomena might have something to do with that. And then after that, it just becomes kind of a fun thing. And the more people do it, for whatever reason, the more they tell their friends and bring other people into it, and so it just grows. But you're exactly right. I mean, the whole paranormal industry is it's a cottage industry today. I'm certainly not the only person writing ghost books, you know. I mean, there's a lot of us. There's a lot of people doing, as you said, TV programs. I mean, we're on a radio show right now talking about this to, you know, I don't know how many millions of people are listening. And so it's certainly a phenomena. There's ghost groups in every state. I mean, there's hundreds of these ghost groups. They're ghost hunters or just sort of ghost enthusiasts, whatever you want to say, but there's hundreds of those. There's ghost conferences. Every town, I don't care how small it is, has a ghost walking tour someplace. You can have 20 people in town, and there's a ghost walking tour.
Exactly.
Know? So it's amazing. And, I mean, I think it's a good thing, though. I really do. I think again, it's encouraging people to think about this and to get involved in some way, even if it's something as simple as getting on a motorized, you know, coach tour or something, you know, air conditioning, and just driving around town and somebody pointing out haunted locations. I mean, I think that's a start, and I think it's good for people to try it out.
Well, see, and I think all this is tied together, human consciousness, intuitiveness, the ability, I think, the remote view, ghosts. I think all of it has to do with the same kind of energy force that's out there, not only in this universe, but maybe the multiverses.
Well, I think you're right. And I think there's, as you said, there's a consciousness right now, not just in ghosts, but, you know, in sort of all the things that people used to just kind of say was New Age stuff, you know. But there is. There's an idea of looking into the mind and how it works and other ways of thinking, other types of realities, other types of consciousness. And it's all tied together. You're exactly right.